Hi, and welcome to the Birdie and Bass podcast. We're doing episode one for the 2020 year. Happy New Year to everyone, and hope everyone's had a good break. I'm Bass, and with me is Birdie.
How you going?
And in this episode, we're going to be discussing what's been happening over Christmas, New Year, what we've been playing, and if we've picked up any deals with the old Boxing Day sales that normally happens. So, well, my Christmas and New Year was pretty much centered around family. That was about it for me. I don't know what Bertie got up to, but yeah, I didn't really do much.
Yeah, I was pretty much the same. Went back to my hometown, hang out on the farm a little bit, and went and saw my nana and my mother. Lazed around, didn't really do much.
Yeah, sometimes that's the best things to have.
Yeah, well, it was 40 degrees for most of it. 40 degrees Celsius for American people. Look it up, it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
With air conditioning.
I was lucky I was hiding with the aircon. So that was it was aircon and playing video games for me. All right, we'll get stuck into it. I think the biggest thing that's happened over the past few weeks is Cyberpunk. Or Cyberpunk 2077, it's come out, it's been released, it's been, what did you say, glitchy as hell. It runs on some consoles, it doesn't run on others, they've been patching it like crazy. They've got lawsuits happening against them. It's sort of, I don't know what to take on this game, it sort of had its ups and downs. I've enjoyed it, but I haven't probably played it as much as you have. I've been getting my way through. I don't even think I've actually got to the point of unlocking the whole world yet. So I'm just...
You haven't even met Johnny Silverhand yet?
Nah, I haven't got to that part. I don't even know how far behind it I am. I only just finished doing the one where you got to go and get that little robot thing.
You are literally still in the prologue. I'm not even joking.
I know. But it's just been obviously with kids and trying to pick the time to play the game, it's a bit hard to sort of boot up a 18 plus game when you got two kids running around the house that could walk in at any time. And yeah, when you got a 4-year old that probably walks in at 1:10 and goes, "Oh, boobies," and points to the TV, that's really going to go down well.
Yeah, it's that would be an interesting one to explain, especially if you have to go in to Japantown and you walk into one of the shops that literally has like BDSM hoods, ball gags and strap-ons on all the mannequins, as well as chastity cages. That might be a little bit hard to explain to your 4-year-old.
Yeah, and the fact that I was watching you play it, you got this giant dildo that's like the size of a sword and you go around belting people with it, and I'm like,
How do you think I got that weapon?
I actually do want to go and get that. It's just, how do you explain that to a kid that you're walking around hitting them with this giant rubberized item?
It vibrates as well, because every time you pull it out, you hear it start vibrating. Every time you put it away, it stops vibrating. It's like...
Okay.
It took me a while, but I was like, what the fuck's that sound? Oh, shit.
Oh, well, it's, to me... Everyone's been getting on about getting refunds to it. It's been running fine on Series X for me. I think it's the same with you.
It's just got glitches.
But in that type of game, it's probably adds to the game, adds to the quirks of the game, adds to the funny montages that you're seeing come out. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to go for a refund on it. I'm going to keep it, let them do the patches and the DLC and everything like that, and just keep playing it.
Yeah, like honestly, if I was playing it on an old Xbox, I've seen it running on a 1X. It runs fine. It looks a little bit muddy, but it's not unplayable like it is on normal Xbox One or normal PlayStation 4. If I was on one of those, then I would probably definitely get a refund, because it's really bad. Like, I would actually call it unplayable, and that's a hard thing for me to say. So I am enjoying the game. I said in one of my daily drops earlier this week, it's literally a game of the year contender that's the worst game in the world, because it's got the full spectrum. It's literally useless and unplayable, yet it's absolutely amazing and it looks gorgeous.
Yes, that's true. The way I'm seeing it, I think it's one of those games that has a lot of – I'm enjoying the quirks, so to speak. I know there's a lot of people going out finding Easter eggs. there's been bits and pieces showing up in the game on how to get different bits and pieces. Did I read that there's 10 different endings?
Yeah. I thought there was only 5, but apparently there's 10.
So I don't know whether you can roll back to a certain point to change the ending or how you do that, or you're just going to have to do 10 different playthroughs and see what happens.
Apparently each do you call it, character line has multiple different endings. So I think you have to actually go through and play them multiple times to get them all. But it's pretty in-depth, some of the write-ups I've seen.
Yeah, well, I've noticed that when you're in, even though I'm only in the prologue side of things, that when you're going to have conversations with people, you've got multiple choices there, where some of them, if you click the other couple of choices, it puts you back to the top one, but then other ones, it just rolls you through with what you're going to do with that choice. So I'm intrigued to see what the next few months holds for that game with the DLC coming out. It seems to run perfectly on PC and people are able to play it on PC. I think to me it's a next-gen game. Unless you've got a PS5, I don't even think it's running on the PS5 probably, to be honest. Unless you've got a Series X or a PC, I wouldn't bother getting the game, to be honest, until they patch it or do whatever they need to do to get it playable.
Yeah. It's a difficult one. Like, it's a fun game even when it does have glitches, but as you said, it's definitely a next gen game. They should have cut their losses and run with the old gen and not even bother. I mean, you can't buy it on PlayStation now unless you go out and get a physical copy, because it's still on the shelf. So it's a little bit strange. I don't think PlayStation will let it back on before probably mid-year at this point, or until they can prove the fact that the whole game is completely playable on an original PlayStation 4.
Getting visitors in my office.
Yeah, I saw that.
Are they going to bring it back to PlayStation? Are they going to try and patch it and then re-release it? Because from what I gathered, the PlayStation have pulled it down, or Sony have pulled it all together.
Yeah, they pulled it all together. You can't buy it on PlayStation 5 or PlayStation 4.
Unless you buy a physical copy, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly. It's still available in stores. Like Sony Interactive themselves haven't actually put out a recall on it at all. And personally, like, being the retail industry for gaming for so many years, I've never actually seen Microsoft or Sony Interactive actually do a recall on a game themselves. It's normally the publisher of the game, or even at a vendor level. So,
well, you can see that CD Projekt Red pretty much come back out and said that they'll do the refunds or honor the refunds or help you get a refund if you're not happy with the game, which...
Yeah, but it's not up to them.
No. Nah.
It's up to the platform holders. That's why Sony refused for so long to give out digital copy refunds, because they said, we don't care what CD Projekt Red, you've got them from our platform, it's our money. And then they pulled it off.
Yeah.
So I reckon the physical copies are out there still. So CD Projekt Red, well, it's not even that. By the time it makes it to the store shelves, the vendors that sold it to that supply, like that company, like JB Hi-Fi, AB Games, that's who's trying to get the money back. And until CD Projekt Red say, oh, we'll give you money back for the hard copies, the vendors are not going to take them off the shelves.
Yeah, that's true. So I wonder how many, there'll be plenty of hard copies sitting out there. Once they patch, they'll go back out there again. Or we're going to see a No Man's Sky happen again, where you're going to end up buying them secondhand for $20 in 3 months' time.
And yet that's actually one of the most talked about games at the end of last year, of how good it is.
Yeah, well, apparently I found it to be better on playing it on my Xbox than I actually had when I played on PlayStation 4, to be honest.
Yeah, it's saying like Sony sent us a free copy, all the store managers 3B is free copy on PlayStation, and it was hot crash. Download on Xbox. I actually fucking loved it.
Yeah, I played it a fair bit on Xbox and doing missions and stuff like that on it. So it's going to be one of those things. I think it's, at the end of the day, does a bugged game actually hinder someone or help someone? Have a look, No Man's Sky, people turned around and jumped back into it and loved it when Xbox came out on Xbox, when they fixed it. Are we going to see in 6 months' time the reversal happening and everyone loving Cyberpunk 2077? Are those day one physical copies going to be collector's editions or sought after editions in the coming future? We don't know, but we can always wait and see.
The one thing I'm really curious about is Cyberpunk actually hasn't come out for next gen yet. We're only playing the old gen version on backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's launching this year.
Well, then that explains why it doesn't run on a PS5 well, because Sony don't know how to do backwards compatibility very well at all, seeing that they were charging for games that are now being put onto PlayStation Plus or charging something like that. So they're having to refund money for games to people that they've charged them for that, and now the game's going to end up turning out to be free. I don't know.
This is our mini version of Game Pass. Oh, no, you got to pay for the games individually. We'll refund you when we get around to it. That's literally what happened.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've only picked my PS5 up to play Spider-Man Remastered on there, and that looked glorious on a PS5, but then I realized it's only running on 30 frames a second.
My fucking God.
I haven't done it up to 60 yet. Apparently it looks nicer in 60, but to get the optimal graphics effect of all ray tracing and all the rest of that, you've got to run it at 30 frames a second.
Yeah, they did announce just before PlayStation 5 came out that they couldn't get ray tracing and 60 frames at the same time, which is fair enough. I mean, that's graphically demanding. There's high-end GPUs that can't do that. If you want the ray tracing, then fine, but I reckon you should give it a shot of web swinging at 60 frames per second, because I don't think you'll give a shit about ray tracing.
No, I'm going to. Yeah, I will be switching over to 60 frames a second, putting it on the performance side of things to play most of this game. But I learned from when I played it in the PS4 to take your time and clear your areas out, because otherwise if you just mainline the story, the whole map just starts to get wild, where you're just swinging through a street and you're just getting shot out of the sky.
That's pretty much what I'm doing on Cyberpunk. Every district I'm clearing out one by one.
Is it staying cleared out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know then, because I noticed that.
Apart from a couple that like will pop up because you did something in a different district and unlock something back in another district. But I mean, that's like, you know, 5-minute fix, go and kill a mob of people.
Fair enough. That's our take on Cyberpunk. What else have we been playing? I've been dabbling a little bit in Call of Duty Cold War, or because they've been smashing out the double XP pretty much like no tomorrow in that game at the moment. So you can level up these weapons. The meta just keeps changing. I did see discussions where they said that with the Warzone integration, and then the now that the DMR and the MAC 10 are the meta guns to use, with the obviously the Monty Julies as well as the other one. So everyone is, there's a lot of articles that started popping up going, did Call of Duty just, or pretty much, did they just make you have to buy Cold War if you want to win in Warzone?
I'd probably say so.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? You bring
that new MAC-10 guns in. Fucking ridiculous.
MAC-10's a lot of fun, but there's a few other guns there that I've been finding having a hell of a lot of fun with anyway. That you just, to me, when I was playing Modern Warfare, you're sitting between a certain set of guns that you were always using that was the meta sort of thing. While in Cold War, in multiplayer, I find that you can change it up a little bit and play different gun setups and everything like that. I haven't still haven't perfected a loadout yet for Warzone, so I don't get a chance to play that often.
Yeah, I mean, the other day when we were playing it, I was barely lasting more than 5 minutes before I get killed. Like, I think I've lost my competitive edge for a little bit there. I need to get back into it.
Yeah, well, it's it's the same with Apex. I don't know. I haven't really been playing much of Apex. Haven't even bought the Battle Pass, to be honest. The new season, I don't know how far the new season's got left, has it? Shouldn't be too far.
I think it's at its halfway point.
Okay, so yeah.
Oh, it's just over its halfway point because it's had a couple of weeks ago it had its
switch rank for rank split.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's from what I'm seeing a lot of people getting frustrated with that game. I noticed that you need to pick who you have in your team. Depends on the type of people you get. So playing my daughter gets me some good bot lobbies to have some fun. While playing with the Dirty Crew and you and other people like that gets a lot of people that you pretty much got to go in with the back of your mind going, how am I going to get flanked in a minute and just lit up?
Yeah, it's... Like, from what I've been seeing, like, a lot of content creators that, like, main Apex Legends and stuff like that, like Staycation, Lulu Lovely, people like that, they don't even play Apex anymore because they're so over the skill-based matchmaking. Like, if you get someone like Lulu Lovely or Staycation or, I forgot the Aussie dude. He's freaking ridiculous on PlayStation.
Oh, Zeus Aim or Aim.
Yeah, Zeus. Zeus Remastered. If they're not playing Apex because the skill-based matchmaking is that fucking ridiculous that they can't get content from it, then, like, what hope do we have? Like, I used to main Apex Legends every single day for, like, 6 to 7 hours. I've made it to Diamond Rank, all that kind of stuff, playing solo. Now I'm lucky to get to gold. Okay, I can get to gold. I'm lucky to get out of gold.
From what I'm seeing with most of these streamers and stuff like that, the only ones that actually are playing that, content creator-wise, are the ones that are getting paid or they're they've got a squad of three. Hmm. They practice together. They play together. They know each other's moves and they're working their way through it. But even watching a couple of days ago, I was watching the last tournament for esports tournament for Apex and watching the ranked play in that. And that's a totally different game to how anyone else, like the way that they play in that is totally different to however I've seen anyone play ranked, anyone play normal, anyone play anything like that. They go in there and they sort of end up coexisting between each other and you get to the final circle and you'll have four or five teams going in there sort of thing. And like watching the one last week, it was pretty much like if you're not maining Caustic in, you're not having one Caustic in there, you're not winning at all because you're just seeing Caustic gas go everywhere in the final circle. Yeah. They just gas out the whole circle. And
yeah.
It's I don't know, but the other side of it is like that comp, the prize money was $300. It's not doing it like
their monthly salaries are more worth more than that.
Yeah. It's not doing the thing like it was like Call of Duty has and stuff like that, where you've got an amateur league in Oceanic or Australia, Asia, New Zealand sort of thing like that, where there's the prize pool for it's the season's 250K US.
Hmm.
That's spread out over, I think, the top 50 or something like that. So it's...
Like, we could probably make more money each week playing those stupid little mini comps that are on Twitter for Call of Duty than the pros are making in fucking Apex.
Probably. The $10 buying comps. That's
fucking saying something. I haven't played Call of Duty competitively in, 6 years?
I've never played it competitively, so it'd be something I'd like to get into.
Not even semi-pro-am tournaments, like LAN parties and shit like that. that used to get held consistently, but now have gone the way with the Dodo because the internet's taken over everything.
Yeah, the biggest thing I see with them for me is the fact that they start at 3 o'clock our time in the afternoon and I'm still at work.
Yeah.
Unless I know about them and I can schedule my stay around. But I know that they were calling out for people to help run the comps in
they're
WA.
They're looking for casters as well.
Okay. But, yeah, no, they were looking for people to help run the comp that were over here in WA. So I don't know whether they found someone or not. But it's just been interesting to see how these tournaments are going, even though I don't even think the Fortnite ones are going that well. There's not much money that they used to have on that. That used to have hundreds of thousands of dollars of prize money in those ones, and you don't see the big content creators that came out of Fortnite going back to play Fortnite again.
No, and I think that's a little bit to do with COVID at the moment, because I think they figured out very early during the pandemic that online Fortnite tournaments just don't make money, so they don't want to put up big prize money for it.
I think the biggest thing that they found with the Fortnite ones is the East versus West Coast when it comes to servers and stuff like that. Like
that as well, yeah. They want everyone on an even playing field, and they want them all in the same building with a massive crowd where they can make probably millions of dollars on entry fees and food and drinks and shit like that and advertising and still give away a couple of million.
Yeah. But I think that epic cash cow is bolted now. I think they're going to have to work out. I don't even know what CDL's doing this year, to be honest. That's the only thing I haven't really had a look on.
I saw a tweet about that today from, I think it was Vast Esports, saying like, can't wait until this starts again. And it was literally just a picture of like a CDL arena, like going off its nut.
Yeah, we're talking about. I know they were throwing out things about like doing not really a bubble sort of thing, but you go into an event and they're putting each team in their own little waiting room, booth area sort of thing, and then they'd be escorted out to back to the days of having the booths. So they're in their own little pocket arena or little section of the thing sort of thing, but I think some of the pros were kicking up a stink on that because you can't hit the public, you can't say anything, you can sledge off the other team and do all that kind of stuff that they like to do.
These kinds of tournaments is 50% fucking mind games between each other. You need to be able to look your opponent in the eye and tell them to go and screw themselves.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued to see what they do this year with CDL. Looking at the figures coming out of COVID in America, I don't know if they're going to actually be able to do any arenas or anything else like that. I'm thinking that they're going to – I thought they were talking about doing the lead-up games online and then doing the bigger majors in arenas.
Mm.
So I'm do something like that. It doesn't really affect me. I get to just watch it online, so – I can watch it from anywhere, streaming it. I'm not going to be there attending. Because I ain't
just scared that Australian competitors will slap them.
How's the Halo Master Chief on the Series X? Because I know you had issues with it on the old one.
They did a patch to make it run better on the Series X before the Series X came out, and it just constantly crashed on an Xbox One X. And I wasn't the only one having the issue. So that was interesting, but it has not skipped a beat on the Series X. And then they did the Series X patch and it's even better. Like it, especially Halo 2. It looks incredible.
All right. So keep going on. Talking about games with gold for January. We've got Little Nightmares for, I think, to the 15th of January. And then from the 16th of January to the 15th of February is Dead Rising. And then the King of Fighters 8, an Xbox 360 game. And Breakdown, an OG Xbox game coming as well. So we're not just getting the three, we're getting four. And I've noticed that they're doing a lot of OG ones now. So I thought the whole backwards compatibility team and everything was getting wound up or winding down sort of thing with the new Series X, but they seem to be bringing more and more stuff out, unless this is part of their backlog.
Breakdown's been compatible for a while. Actually a long while, but I didn't know King of Fighters was, so maybe.
So, yeah. Well, and then PlayStation Plus come out with Maneater on the PS5 and Shadow of the Tomb Raider on the PS4 and Greedfall on the PS4. Greedfall is already on Game Pass on Xbox. If anyone wants to get it on the Xbox.
Never even heard of Greedfall. What the fudge is that?
It's like a medieval... I think it's a medieval, like medieval and supernatural sort of game.
Okay.
Where it's, I don't know the best way of putting it. It's, I think from what I look at it, it seems to be like a Skyrim ripoff. is the way that I put it and see it and everything. So I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, like out of those, like I know Little Nightmares is actually a really in-depth, incredible game. Definitely don't let your children play it. Like there's some themes in there that I don't even think the classification people picked up on, because it depicts images of suicide and everything, and somehow it's only M-rated in Australia. Okay. I don't get it. Like
maybe it needs to be reclassified, that one.
It definitely does. It's fucking messed up. But yeah, apart from that, like don't skip on Dead Rising. Like that's a really good game. So was Maneater and Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, that's what Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which Maneater, I'm intrigued to see. That was the one that caused a lot of issues because people were buying the game and then now it's come out on the PlayStation Plus, so they're having a refund apparently. Sony are refunding people for it.
Just pretend you're Jaws. Literally just have the Jaws music on in the background while you're playing it and just eat people. It's great.
Apparently it is a fun game.
Yeah, it's a stupid game, but it's fun.
So I don't know. That might scare my 3-year-old a little bit. Or he might enjoy it. I don't know.
I was going to say, you might enjoy it. He's like, ha-ha.
So, but it's, I'm intrigued to see what games come out this year with Sony, whether they keep doing this two PlayStation 4 games and a PlayStation 5 game, or whether they start doing two PS5 games and a PS4 game when they stop doing the PS4 games.
Do you reckon they'll ever do VR games again?
Do you reckon they're going to redo a new VR unit for the PS5? That's the big question to me.
They would have not have developed a new camera if they weren't doing a new VR. They would not put the money into the R&D and then give away a free fucking camera adapter for the PS4 camera to work on it. Unless you were putting the money into it for a new VR. And I bet the fucking new VR will need the new camera and will not work with the old camera.
Probably. I've managed
Sony to... interactive people.
Yeah, always making you upgrade.
Of course. They don't believe in old technology and old games.
I'm intrigued to see after playing around with Spider-Man and trying the PS5 controller out and stuff like that, like the Xbox Series X controller, I've been able to pick up and play first-person shooters fine or whatever it is like that. PS5 controller, I'm not 100% sure that that's worth playing around with for an FPS. I know it's got those adaptive bloody trigger things on it and everything like that, but are they going to last?
Honestly, I did a little bit of a prediction on my daily drop that one of them was that Sony will bring out an Elite-style controller, a first-party one, and it's going to have the haptics and the adaptive triggers stripped out of it. I reckon they'll bring it out this year.
What's SCUF going to do? Because SCUF take factory controllers and then change them.
Yeah.
So what do they get? Obviously, they haven't had a chance, or they are in the moment of pulling apart a PS5 controller. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm still trying to work out what's going to happen here.
I found the technical diagram of how the adaptive controllers work. It's a very simple design, but it's fucking ingenious. It's got like a little electric motor with a spiral piece on it that makes it hard. It fights against you as you pull it down. Like there's a cog there and the spiral piece is inside of it.
Yep.
So it fights against you the more power that the little electric motor puts out.
That's how it works.
Yeah. All you have to do is strip it out, take off the cog and put locking triggers into it just like they normally would.
Yep.
But I think because they have been jamming up on people playing Call of Duty and things like that, because, I mean, it's a fucking cog against a spiral. They're going to jam up. They're not going to stay lubricated forever. And if you put too much pressure on it, it's not going to work.
And people, that's the only choice they've got to play.
Exactly. It's a high-speed game. You need to have high-speed triggers for it. And the adaptive triggers, I don't think, are making it quite as simple. And that's why I think PlayStation will make an Elite-style controller to try and get SCUF out of the game, try and keep up with Microsoft. And the reason, like the adaptive triggers, I just don't think competitors want it. And the haptics, I don't see them putting all this money into a competitive level controller and keeping haptics in there when they could cut costs and just put normal vibration motors that no competitor is going to use anyway.
Yeah, or they just don't put any of that stuff in at all.
Yeah, I think they'll put something in it to have people happy.
You still get the vibration thing in the Elite 2 and everything anyway. You just turn it off.
Exactly. But I don't think Sony will go that far to just strip out all the vibration. I think they'll just have standard rumble motors instead of haptics, and that will be it. We'll have interchangeable sticks and probably some version of their back paddle buttons that they made, but it won't be detachable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll see what happens as the year progresses.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's us for the first episode of 2021. Stay tuned for next week's one where we're going to go through our top games for 2020. Might not be the top games that everyone else has had, but
played games in 2020.
The top games that we've played in 2020, the ones we've enjoyed, the ones we've had fun with. We're going to be covering probably all three console makers, and we'll see how it's going with that. So that'll be next week's. If you need to get hold of us, our email address is birdiebasepodcast@essentialgamer.com.au. You'll see the links in the description for this podcast for our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, which Instagram and Facebook is EssentialGamerAU and Twitter is EssentialGamerAU. Feel free to go on there, make a comment to us, tag us and stuff so we can keep abreast of what's going on in the gaming world. Until next week, we'll see you later.
See ya.